This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
So I was playing with two guys, and they were more excited than I was because I did it.
He's all sweaty, and I just can't get enough of it.
My wife likes wiener, and she likes old wiener.
My brother has his wife on all fours behind the couch.
Yeah, I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
I bet he's a real perv.
Give me some girth.
No, no, no. Get on your knees. It's wonderful.
Brof, brof, brof.
I think it's really sexy.
Brof.
So much happening right now.
What is, who's winning? What is occurring?
Well, no one's winning. It's tied. It's going to overtime.
What was the tactical?
I can't tell. What happened, Mike? What are you doing in there?
I was in the middle of an update.
Oh, you were working?
So I looked over and saw them shooting a free throw and just put my hands up to you. Like, what is happening?
Well, it was a screen. So it was an inbound
Miami's
screen.
Miami's up by one.
No. It's tied. It's going to overtime.
No, Miami was up by one.
Yeah. Yeah, Miami's up one and Boston's inbounding on their end of the court. And somebody just pushed a guy down hard screen, trying to fight through a screen. I don't know.
And they called a technical.
And Tatum made the free throw. So it's 106-106. And then, predictably, the worst thing about the GD NBA, 22 seconds left, Boston's ball, tie game. Kemba Walker literally dribbles out the clock, doing nothing.
And then hands it to
Tatum, who dribbles out the rest of the clock and does nothing.
And then shoots, like, what, a 28-foot three-pointer when
contested.
They...
Not even close.
And all they need is a two.
God.
You just... One wins the game.
So dumb. How does Brad Stevens allow that to happen?
I don't know.
That's a good coach.
A contested step-back three when all you need is a two. And by the way, Boston's possession before that, they were up by two, a chance to seal the game. And what did Kemba Walker do? Came down.
Dribbled out the clock.
Dribbled out the clock till there was 3 or 4 seconds left, drove to the middle, and then got stuck and got a shot blocked by Jay Crowder. And that's when Jimmy Butler went down and hit the three to put him up one.
That ain't going to get it done, Big Sue.
Those might be the two worst possessions to end a game you will see this side of the NCAA tournament.
That's true.
And Brad Stevens is supposed to be like one of the best coaches in the NBA. And by the way, they were both off timeouts. Like, what?
Yeah, crazy. Well, we got overtime.
I'm now rooting for the Heat.
Bonus basketball.
I'm watching the replay here.
It was a hard foul by somebody.
It looked like, it's a flop. Marcus Smart flopped hard. It was a screen on the inbounds, and I don't know who it was who was running through the middle, but
they got the technical
Marcus
foul.
Smart just flopped as hard as he could and really sold it. But yeah, that was not a technical.
What balls to call a technical?
No kidding.
At that point,
maybe something else happened. We don't know. We don't even have sound.
Well, Ben Golliver tweeted flop or not 2 minutes ago, so I think
flop or not.
It was, and there's 22 seconds.
Oh, it's a flop of galactic proportions.
You see it?
Yeah.
It's a flop.
What a horse crap call.
Well, he got the call. So they're now going to overtime in the bubble. Fitting. Two good teams. Going to be a good series.
I just can't believe
it. Miami Heat deserve to be winning.
That those are your two possessions. And you're right. They do deserve to have won this game in regulation because the Boston deserved to lose because of those final two possessions.
Watch them do it again. Just dribble out the... I mean, good grief.
Hey, we need one shot. We just need a two to win. I got an idea. Let's take a step back contested 30-footer. Great idea.
Whoa.
All right, let's refocus.
And they called that a foul.
That's a foul.
Even though Jason Tatum flopped hard, too.
Yeah, there's going to be no focus out of me here. I'm enthralled. I'm in.
Focus.
Yankees are up.
Are you jumping on the Heat bandwagon with us?
I like the Heat, yeah.
Are you going to be a contrarian?
I actually really like
stupid Celtics.
I like Boston too.
That really doesn't sound like you're jumping on our Heat bandwagon.
No, that was a really ticky tack.
I like them both.
If you want to get on board, you need to get a Myers Leonard T-shirt stat. And by the way,
he's over there looking good.
No one is cheering harder than the Hammer there on the sidelines. He's got a good sideline gig happening.
And by the way, this texter I think is right. It's not a technical. It's a common foul. Before the ball is inbounded, so they get the free throw on the ball.
They get the free throw on the ball.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was a thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah, because it's a foul before it gets
inbounded. Welcome to the NBA, Mike.
Were you about to give love to the Yankees up 16-3 in the fifth inning?
Yeah. I was. Who are they playing?
The Blue Jays. Oh. They're an important game. Important series.
Well, you guys are only getting three segments of club tonight.
Yeah, that was pretty sportsy there.
And it starts next.
Nah,
okay.
We got derailed. It happens.
This game will continue to derail us, I promise.
Yeah. Oh, no question.
I'm going to go order my Myers Leonard T-shirt. You want one?
What is it? I'm not paying for it. You can get me one, but I'm not paying
for
it.
Will you wear it?
Yeah. What's it say? The Hammer?
No, I just think you get one of the jersey T-shirts.
Can you get the one that's the Miami Vice jersey shirt?
I'll see what I can do.
I'd wear that.
The purple and cool colors.
Figure we'd get on board right now.
I'm wearing that S. All right. I promise. The South Dakota Attorney General story next on The Fan. Okay, kids, wild story out of South Dakota, where the attorney general there, his name is Jason Ravensborg.
Sure.
I'd prefer it to be Ravensborg, please.
Get a little mystical sort of thing in there.
Well, you did ask nicely.
Raven's Quest.
So Jason Ravensborg told officers he was coming back from a fundraising event. And he told officers he hit a deer, but investigators say he actually killed someone whose body wasn't found until the next day.
Yeah.
So he reported hitting a deer with his car, and so the state investigator actually said, well, wait a minute, no, he killed a guy. We found a bod.
Now, I have not hit a deer. Now, because when I first read this story, I was like, dude, this is bananas. Do most people report hitting a deer to law enforcement?
Good question. I don't think.
No.
Like, that was the first thing, and I could be totally off base, and this is normal, but.
But he's the attorney general, though.
Yeah, it just seemed a little suspicious to me that he called. First off, I don't buy any of this, and I think he knew he hit the guy, and he might have been drunk, in my opinion. It just seems odd that it's like you hit a deer coming home from a fundraiser, and so you think the same day that you call law enforcement, and they're like, hey, just in case anyone's wondering. I hit a deer. It seems a little fishy to me. I could be totally off basis, but I'm skeptical.
So I guess it is up to the discretion of the driver. If there are no occupants injured in the crash, it is up to you whether you call 911 if you hit a deer.
Okay.
If the deer is alive but injured, you then are asked to call and they'll, humanely euthanize the animal. So the governor there in South Dakota said that he was involved in a fatal crash around 10:30 p.m. Saturday near Highmore, but she didn't release details of the incident. The Department of Public Safety released a statement Monday saying that Ravensborg told the Hyde County Sheriff's Office that he hit a deer just west of Highmore. The statement, which was first reported by the Rapid City Journal, did not include whether the attorney general reported the crash in a 911 call or whether he stopped to confirm that he did indeed hit a deer. The victim was a 55-year-old man. And the relatives, his relatives grew suspicious And I was also obviously frustrated because it took them about 22 hours to identify his body, but they had an idea that that was him because he had run out of gas or his car had broke down on that road.
Yeah.
And they knew that he was probably going back to the car. They knew he was probably walking that road.
Yes.
To go back to his car, to fix his car. And so the family is saying a deer doesn't look like a human.
No.
But the guy is saying, the attorney general is saying it was dark. Well, I don't know what I hit.
Well, but that's the thing. So he just drove off, and then he's claiming that he went back the next day to look for the animal. So you hit the deer in the middle of the night, you keep driving, and then the next day you decide to go back because you want to see if the deer is still there. I ain't buying it. If I'm that family, I totally am calling horseneers on this.
And he was at a Republican fundraiser in Redfield, South Dakota. He was driving to his home in Pierre when he hit the guy. The attorney general was uninjured, and he is now saying, here's his statement. He says, "I'm shocked and filled with sorrow following the events of last night. As Governor Noem stated, I am fully cooperative with the investigation and fully intend to continue to do so moving forward. At this time, I offer my deepest sympathy and condolences to the family."
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I look, it could be an accident. It just, that smells like a rat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know what to think here. I really don't. What do you think happened?
I think that
you think he hit the guy, knew it?
I think he hit the guy, knew it, panicked, and...
And said he hit a deer?
Hit a deer.
That sounds to be probably the most likely.
And my first thought was, to be honest with you, you're coming back from a fundraiser. It's the middle of the night. You're on a dark country road. Maybe you've had a few pops. You hit something, and there's that OS moment. And so you go home, and then you're like, oh, I hit a deer. We'll go back tomorrow and look. And then, we hit someone. It just... And this is total speculation. I don't know what happened, but it just seems a little too convenient and neat and tidy.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. The Department of Public Safety did not say whether alcohol or speed was a factor. Ravensburg's office says the Attorney General is known to have a drink every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
But he had not been drinking before the crash.
Well, of course not. Yeah, I just don't buy it. And they said that they found the body right on the highway. It's not like it was way off.
Yeah, did it take him so long?
Exactly.
It's a cover-up.
So you're saying you got out in the night and you looked and you're like, I didn't see anything. I just saw pieces of the car. Really, you didn't see the body that you just hit? And I get that it's dark.
Possible that it could have gone flying a little bit?
Well, that's what they said. They found it right by the highway, though. So, you know, if it did go flying, if he looked, he certainly didn't look very hard, and they certainly found it the next day, and they said right off the highway, it wasn't hidden or anything, it was right there in the daylight. And he's claiming that he looked with his cell phone and was like, nope, don't see anything, get in my car and drive away. I don't buy it.
He also has a history of speeding tickets, if that matters to you.
Well, again, it just seems very...
Six of them.
It seems very convenient that, you know, that you hit something, and again, we've all been driving at night. Right. And we've all had those moments where you're like, oh, God, it's a dog or a cat or whatever. I've never been like, what the hell was that? And when you hit something and you're like, well, clearly it must have been a deer. I'm not going to get out and really look or anything, but I want to go back. That part that he went back and looked the next day is the one that bothers me. Like if you hit a deer and you filed it and said, hey, I hit a deer, you know, driving, damaged my car. Why do you go back? You yourself personally go back?
Yeah. By the way, this is weird. So he has 6 speeding tickets. He paid fines ranging from $19 to $79.
Really?
That sound weird to you?
In South Dakota.
Yeah.
I guess, man. I don't take it that seriously.
Good place to speed. Look at Jimmy Butler.
What a great shot. And he got the foul.
Another big shot, and he's going to the free throw line.
And more importantly, Myers Leonard with a double arm flex from
wide
the bench.
Wide stance.
Yep. Letting everybody know how strong he is.
Scream.
Looking fantastic.
Man, Jimmy Butler. So the Heat, if he makes his free throw, will be up 2 with 12 seconds left in overtime.
By the way, the family...
And he made the free throw.
The family is saying right here in the quote from... a human doesn't look like a deer. This whole thing stinks to me. Exactly.
Also, the Heat didn't run the clock out. They actually ran a play for 2 when they needed 2 and got the bucket.
So you're saying the Heat better coached than Boston?
Yes.
Is Spoelstra better than Stevens?
Spoelstra is...
I'd say they're both top tier.
Yes, they are both considered really, really good coaches. I just can't believe that Boston had those 2 garbage possessions with a chance to seal the game.
Well, I can't. Have you watched the NBA?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just ignorant. I just wouldn't think that would come from Boston.
So the question now is, if the guy, so he obviously hit the guy and killed him.
Yes.
Can he just say, oh, I didn't know, and that's it?
I guess. I mean, that sounds like the.
Can you say that?
Well, I mean, that's what
get
he's
away with that?
That's what he's gonna say.
He's like, it was dark. I didn't see him.
It was dark. I didn't see him. It was an accident.
Yeah, wouldn't there be blood on the car too? And like,
yeah,
wouldn't they? I mean,
well, they know that he hit him. I mean, but
yeah.
He's just gonna claim that it was an accident and no big deal. I think this is.
Is this a way to get away with murder?
I think he killed him. He knew that he hit someone and that he panicked and was able to cover it up. I mean, look, when you're in a position of power like that, you can get away with some stuff. Hey, Ted Kennedy killed someone and was like, I didn't know what happened.
So if the guy, someone. If he's not attorney general, does he handle it that way? Okay, here we go. Tatum's going to, oh my God. They're going to do it again.
They're going to do the
exact. Oh, no.
Oh,
dude.
Wow, was that Bam?
Describe that.
How?
Tatum went for the driving layup with 5 seconds to go.
Holy.
And Bam just
and he didn't go for
demolished
a
him with a block.
Oh, Jason, dude, he was going
Jason for Tatum went with the tomahawk. He was going to throw that thing down, and Bam came from the weak side and said, not in my house.
Yeah, he was.
What a
wow. Oh, my God.
The ball was basically over was the entire over the, basket, and Bam's hand just came in and stopped it.
Wow.
Dude.
Hey, good thing we got Zach Collins.
That's as good a play as you'll ever see.
And by the
holy
way,
holy crap.
And hey, can I say something real quick about this?
You're going props to Jason Tatum?
What? Oh, well, no, he took it to the hole. That's
yeah,
good.
Jason Tatum didn't shoot
no.
a stupid step back three.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Is it okay, so the ball's coming down to the basket.
Yeah.
How is that not goaltending?
Because Bam,
his hand was
Bam's
underneath.
Hand was not not in the rim. Like, you know, he was
no,
in,
but the
he
ball was,
in front.
Was coming down.
Yeah, but his hand was outside the rim and it hadn't left his hand.
Well, okay, but
it was still
the ball
in Tatum's
being
hand.
Outside the cylinder.
It was still in Tatum's hand.
So what? It was coming down.
Yes, but it's still in his hand. Had he let that go, then yeah, that could have been goaltending.
Holy crap. Oh. Oh.
Oh.
What happened?
That's it.
I tell you what.
Just going to drop that in there. Oh.
That is a great. Boston had a Hail Mary three that.
Miami won.
Yeah.
117-114.
Our Miami Heat.
Our Miami Heat. That is such a great play by Bam to come over and block that. And I give Tatum credit for having the balls to take it hard to the rim.
Look at this. He almost got a nice little shot off to force another overtime.
Yeah. Tatum got the ball, full court pass, fell down and got up and was able to get a three off.
Those upstart Heat.
Man. Our Miami Heat.
Our Heat.
No one flexes. I guarantee if you go back and everyone's going to talk about Bam's block, but look at the Myers-Leonard flex in the background after that block shot. No one was flexing harder than Myers-Leonard from the bench.
Boy, that.
Does Miami win the NBA Finals?
No, I still think it's the Lakers or Clippers. But
don't be ridiculous.
It'd be badass. We all said that maybe this is the year that something funky happens. The Heat winning the title would be something funky. And everyone gave Jimmy Butler hell for going to Miami. Well,
how about Heat Nuggets?
He's giving everyone a big middle finger.
You like that?
No.
No.
No, I don't. But
I do not.
I'll take the Heat, Lakers, Heat, Clippers.
Lakers, Heat, and Clippers? All
yeah,
in the same
all fun? In one, like a round robin sort of thing.
All right, Life on Venus, that story. Next, here's Mike.
Double Sun Power!
Okay, well, we haven't often thought that there would be life on Venus.
Now, it's all about Mars, man.
No one ever talks about Venus.
No, we either get Mars or we get some distant, like, Earth 2 planet that we'll never go to, but you know, that's the one. They're like, well, life could exist.
Neptune is never talked about much. Saturn and Jupiter get a lot of love, I think. Of course, Mars gets a ton of love.
Yeah. I think Mars
so close.
Mars by far the most love of any of the planets.
But
right?
But the first planets, you know, Mercury and Venus. Well, we don't really talk about them out there.
Well, because they're so close that we just figure that they're just like it's like a lava planet sort of thing.
Right.
So, you know, it's all a kind of a moot point.
Astronomers, wait, hold on. Traces of a rare molecule known as phosphine.
Ah, yes, phosphine.
Have been found in the hellish, heavily acidic atmosphere of Venus.
I knew it. I knew it all along.
Astronomers announced on Monday, providing a tantalizing clue about the possibility of life. Phosphine molecules found on Earth are primarily a result of human industry or the actions of microbes that thrive in oxygen-free environments.
I'm going to go ahead and suggest that if that is the case on Venus, that it's the microbes and not human development. I don't think anyone's got like a coal plant on Venus that they're cranking out.
The researchers are not claiming life has been detected on the second planet from the sun, but the observations suggest at least the possibility of microbial activity in the upper layers of Venus's atmosphere, well away from the planet's inhospitable surface, which that's kind of dumb. Doesn't that take a little steam off of this story for you?
It does.
It's like, ah, oh, man.
I'm going to make a bold statement here.
I wanted little alien men.
Look, I get
and women.
I get that finding, yeah, or whatever, you know, gender neutral. Don't be a jerk. Just alien its. Finding life is cool, right? And in any sort of way. But if we find microbes, I don't really care. I'm going to be interested for about 4 seconds. They're like, bacteria is growing. Great. Call me when something happens, right? Wake me up when I got, and I don't need like an animal. I'll take like an amoeba or something. Give me like a jellyfish. Give me something. Don't give me some microbes. By the way, it's 900 degrees on Venus.
That's it?
900 degrees.
I thought it would be warmer.
Really?
Well, yeah. It's like so close to the sun, man.
900 degrees?
Yeah, that's nothing.
You're just shrugging off 900 degrees.
I could hot step that. Also, well, basically, there's a chance they have found some kind of living organism in the clouds of Venus.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if that tickles your taint. But.
No, it doesn't. I was excited at first, and then I read this, and I was like, damn, whatever.
He says, in order, this is a researcher at MIT, probably smart, William Baines.
Yeah.
In order to make this quite extraordinary claim that there might be life there, we really have to rule everything out, and that's why we're very cautious saying we're not claiming there's life, but claiming there's something that is really unknown, and it might be life.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, science.
Yeah. Dude, science. We've all determined that science is a liar sometimes, so let's just shrug this off.
But the gas's existence is a mystery. You know?
Yeah.
It can be produced by some non-biological processes on Venus, but only in such incredibly tiny amounts, it's not enough to explain how much they saw.
You had me at the beginning when I saw the article about life, and then I saw the microbe thing, and I just went, whatever.
So they can't explain it, so they're left with the other exciting, very enticing possibility that perhaps, excuse me, there is some kind of life in the clouds of Venus.
Now, again, if you tell me that there's like little bats or something cool, little like space bats flying around, now we got something.
Well, couldn't they become that?
Well, maybe.
Couldn't they become little space bats?
Is that how that works? Microbes become space bats? I don't know.
Well, they could.
By the way, in a bit of an upset, because Mercury, obviously the planet closest to the sun, because you were balking at the 900 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Mercury, not as hot as Venus. It's only 800 degrees on Mercury.
Why?
I guess it doesn't have an atmosphere, so it can't hold in the heat.
God, what a lame planet.
Yeah. So if you think 900 degrees, you're like, whatever. Go to the one closest to the sun, and you're only dealing with 800 degrees.
Are we next? We after Venus?
Yes, third rock.
I forgot our...
Third rock, yeah, from the
third
sun.
Third rock, yeah.
You got...
are we next?
Joe Diffie wrote a great song about it. By the way, rest in peace, Joe Diffie, COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we got what? There's Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars... Is Jupiter or Saturn next?
Jupiter, Saturn,
then Uranus,
Neptune, Uranus, Pluto.
I thought they got rid of Uranus.
No, or they got rid of Pluto. And then I think they brought back Pluto.
I think Pluto.
Is Pluto a planet or not?
I think it's a dwarf planet.
What's up with that bastard out there?
I think it's a dwarf. And I think Uranus might be before Neptune. But I don't know.
Is Uranus before Neptune? Is it? Pluto, what do you think life's like out there?
I don't know.
Non-existent and cold?
Yeah, probably very, very cold.
It is an ice planet, after all.
Yeah, we got Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and then if you want to call Pluto, but I think Pluto was a planet, then it wasn't a planet, and then it's a dwarf planet.
What about Neptune? I never hear anything about Neptune.
Yeah, let's talk about Neptune.
Nah, I got nothing on that.
What do they got out there?
Is Neptune the one that's kind of blue in color?
Yes.
Like a blue hue?
Of course. Everybody knows that.
Well, and isn't Saturn and Jupiter, aren't they just mostly like gases? I think that's a big gas planet.
Of course, everybody knows that too.
The gas giants, right? This is all
Saturn has the rings and all the moons.
This is all going back to like fourth grade, right?
Also,
the last time any of us thought about this.
In a lot of sci-fi movies, Saturn is the one that causes problems.
Why?
Saturn?
Yeah, like there's like storms on it and it brings people there and it's like for whatever reason it's Saturn. I think it's because it looks the coolest.
Which one is Ming the Merciless on? Going out into the void. Where's Dr. Hans Zarkov, formerly of NASA, when we need him?
Boy, they've got some super cool pictures of Neptune.
Really?
Yeah.
Someone's saying Neptune has sex robots and pyramids. I'm going to go ahead and believe that. I read it on the internet. I think I saw it on Facebook, so it must be true.
Is Neptune gas or is it solid?
I think it's water.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm guessing
well,
ice.
Rob's the one who's reading about it, so I'm asking.
I'm not reading about it. I'm looking at pictures. I look at picture books.
Remember a pop-up?
This is the opposite of Playboy. I read it for the articles. I look at this for the pictures.
Yeah, pop-up books and they have little slide-out things.
Yeah.
God, I love those. Those are wonderful. And I'm also going to make a bold statement that the happiest time that any child has, and Mike, you may be too young for this, was there a better feeling as a young Isaac Rop or Jason Sakanik when you had like a crisp $10 bill and you walked into the Scholastic Book Fair? Oh,
yeah.
You opened up that envelope for mom and there was that crisp bill in there and you're like, yes.
That was a thing.
And you were going to
We had a Scholastic Book Fair.
Oh, I loved it. You were going to get like a Hardy Boys mystery, maybe an NBA Stars book.
I think that's where I first discovered Hardy Boys was at a Scholastic Book Fair.
God, I loved.
What a great series.
There was nothing more exciting because normally you got
that
those.
That and Goosebumps. I got some Goosebumps books there too.
You got, because normally you had like the little mail-in flyer thing, but occasionally the book fair came to your school.
Oh, we had it every year.
And it was like the highlight. But
I don't know if the book fair came to the school or if my school just created the book fair for us. But
well, like, you know, they would do like every so often you had the little mail-ins, like where you filled out the little sheet. But then like you said, like once a year, the book fair would come to your school and set it up and you got to go shopping. And every book was like 7 cents. So if you had like 10 bucks, dude, you were like the king. And you're like buying books for like the hot girl in class. You're like, hey, you know what? You want that book on dinosaurs? I got the deep pockets. What is that? Is that 79 cents? Yeah, baby, that one's on me. Yeah,
I'm going to go ahead and assume the prices were a little higher when I was in school.
We'll read it on the monkey bars together. Yeah, I got this.
I don't remember 7 cent books.
Yeah, let's do this. The stuff was like dirt cheap, and like every book was like 4 pages long, but I loved it.
I have hot Neptune facts.
What do you got?
Please do tell. I'm very interested.
Well, Neptune is actually further away than Pluto, but Pluto's orbit is elliptical, so there was a 20-year period where Pluto was the furthest out, but it's actually Neptune.
Oh, really? So is Neptune further than Uranus then?
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe on you.
1979 to 1999, it was Pluto. But we don't... Pluto's a bastard. We don't care about Pluto, right?
Well, someone probably cares about Pluto.
Neptune's surface gravity is almost Earth-like.
Okay. Promising start.
Feeling it.
No way you could stand on the surface.
Why is that?
Why?
You would sink.
Why?
Because it's a ball of gas and ice, but it has a rocky core.
Damn.
Why?
Because that's the way God made it.
I think it was... I watched some crappy movie with Matthew McConaughey like a month or two ago where he goes and explores... I'm not sure if he explores Uranus or Neptune, but it's with Tommy Lee Jones. His dad goes out there.
It's a solid... but unspectacular movie.
Oh, it's a piece of crap.
It's not a piece of crap.
That movie sucks.
It's a space movie, so it's cool, first of all. All movies in space are cool for a little bit.
That movie sucks.
And it had good character development.
I liked the angry murder space monkey that was going on. That was kind of fun. But outside of that...
Although it was the most predictable ending of all time.
I know. It was dumb. But do you remember if that was Uranus or Neptune?
Yeah.
It was the first movie...
I want to say it was Neptune.
It was the first movie that gave any love to one of those. And by the way, when you look at the size of the planets, good Lord, Jupiter and Saturn, are they overcompensating for something? The size of those two things.
Jupiter's huge.
Jupiter's the taco fall of the planets.
Yes, it is.
Neptune has the strongest winds in the solar system. You think a hurricane is scary? Imagine a hurricane with winds that go up to 2,100 kilometers an hour.
I'm going to go ahead and need a conversion, please.
Can someone do that, please?
Working on it right now. 10 miles.
Because this is America.
1,300 miles per hour. That would be...
you just get some...
That'd be quite
Do you
strong.
Just get some, like, gravity boots that also can stand on gas, and then you're fine.
Hit some long drives on that planet.
Yeah, but what do you do about the 1,300 mile an hour winds?
You're held down by the boots. You're fine.
I'm guessing that might rip a hole in whatever it is you're wearing, or like rip a leg out of a.
Is it constant 1,300 mile per hour winds?
No.
Just gusts.
It is also the coldest planet. Do you know how cold it gets, Fahrenheit?
I just looked it up right now. Because I was looking at winds.
Well, if it has 1,300 mile per hour winds, I'm going to go ahead and say it's going to be like negative 500 degrees Fahrenheit.
Get that? Yeah, negative 366 degrees Fahrenheit.
Now, here's my thing. You balked,
so I'm going to need a parka.
You balked at 900 degrees for mercury.
Yes, this is way worse.
But you're amazed at negative 3.
Where do you die faster?
Your negative 328 blows your mind, but 900 you're fine with.
Where do you die faster? 900 degrees Fahrenheit or negative 328 degrees?
I don't think it really matters. I think you crystallize in one and you melt in the other real, real fast.
That's a good question, though. I think it's probably the heat.
Where's Neil deGrasse Tyson, king of the planets? Where's him?
I would say the heat, because maybe when you get crystallized, you're like in a hyperbaric chamber or something and you're just frozen alive. So you'd be alive, but frozen.
NASA Voyager.
How space works?
NASA Voyager 2 visited Neptune once. They chilled out there.
Oh, yeah. Just hanging out. Oh, and by the way, yeah, that crappy movie was not Matthew McConaughey. That was Brad Pitt.
Oh, that's right.
That was in Ad Astra or whatever.
I liked the movie, Sue.
I tell you.
It didn't live up to the hype, but it was still a good movie.
Dude, that thing pissed me off. I was so disappointed. And yeah, sorry, Brad Pitt, not... Matthew McConaughey
that's
was
Interstellar. Which is a great movie.
Yes. Not to be confused with Ad, whatever the hell that thing is, because it's a hunk of crap and don't watch it. Save yourself the trouble and watch Flash Gordon again. It's great.
Or if you haven't watched Interstellar, watch Interstellar.
Neptune is so uninteresting that we don't plan to go back.
We're done with it.
The Voyager 2 cruised around it, took some photos, and they're like, bah.
We're fine.
Nothing much going on there.
Moving on.
So there's hot Neptune talk.
You don't hear much about the planets anymore.
No.
No, you don't, do you?
Well, didn't they like stop doing NASA for a while because they wanted to save money?
Well, we stopped the shuttle, but you know. NASA's still around, but we don't have
studying.
We still don't have a space shuttle. If we want, we gotta thumb it. We gotta take a ride to the International Space Station. We don't have one of those anymore. But like Musk and stuff, he's launching his own crap up there.
I don't think it's crap if it works.
I have that tomorrow.
You taking that one up there for a quick jaunt?
I'm booked. No, I was saying I have those stories tomorrow. I want to talk about that. Elon Musk is saying that we're going to be on Mars within the next 5 years. People. He's going to shuttle people up there.
Really?
Yeah.
We can't even get back to the moon. Why are we getting to Mars?
Well, what is there to do on the moon?
Well, what's there to do on Mars?
Well, they have the rover and they're finding water thing, you know, chance
water
life
things.
Waters.
They're going to find drops of water out there. Don't you know that? Jesus. Come on, dude.
Everyone knows that.
Hello. He says he wants to begin shipping us to Mars by 2024, and he wants to build colonies that we're going to start building there.
9 months, by the way, to get there.
Put up some skyscrapers.
Oh, that's not so bad.
No, actually,
9 months to get to Mars.
9 months to get to Mars.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
It is. I actually thought that it would be a little bit longer than that.
Bring a book.
You're going to be like a newborn baby.
All right, John wraps it up next on The Fan.
U.S. only.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood six.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
All right, coming up next, Oregon Ducks football talk. Great Ducks premieres tonight.
Okay. Not just good ducks. No. Great Ducks.
With the three J's, Jerry, Jorgie, and Joey. That's next. What's up? Oh, and here's another J. John.
I'll take shows that I will never, ever watch for $1,000, Alex.
That's because you're not a great duck,
it's
John.
It's not on TV.
Yeah.
Idiot. Well, then shows I'll never listen to for $2,000.
All right. Well, you didn't even crap on our programming.
Way to be a big jerk, John.
Maybe they don't want to listen to your segment.
I'm sure they don't. In fact, I'm sure they're not listening right now because I am not a great duck. So,
no, you are not. Are you a good coug?
I'm a great coug.
Are you really?
Yeah. Well, are you talking about, like, player?
Well, I don't know. I mean, great. Would you classify? Because you saying that you're a great coug. Boy, I think you need third-party verification. That's, again, like saying you're a rad dude. I don't know that you are.
I would say I'm a great coug. Now, if you're talking about playing ability, I'll say adequate. I'm an adequate cougar.
I'm not saying that you can justify it any way you want. I just think that's a bold statement saying that you're a great coug.
What does it take to be a great coug? I have a tattoo on my arm. Doesn't that give me some bonus points?
That is true. I'm just saying, I feel like you self-proclaiming great coug, that's like, again, like, yeah, I'm a badass. Are you? Someone else, I think, needs to label you that.
Okay, listen, went there, played football there, have a tattoo, have a cougar license plate. I think that's a pretty strong resume.
You're going to have to, I'm going to Isaac Ropp. I think he's the only man that can solve this sort of thing.
Great coug? I don't know.
That's the threshold we're dealing with here.
Well, I need some kind of parameters with which to be a great, like, what, who's a great coug?
Gardner Minshew.
he is a great coug.
From coming down from upstairs right now in a soft voice, my wife just yelled, me. So maybe she's a great coug. I don't know.
You know, I've never met a coug I didn't like.
Really?
Not one.
We're very likable.
Not one. And I know a lot of cougs.
Yeah.
I like them all.
Yeah.
They're great. I don't know what it is.
We are great. Maybe we're all great.
I don't know what kind of people, what it says about Washington State that everyone from there is fantastic, but it seems like that's the case. Mm. I don't know what that says, but maybe it draws a certain type of person there, certain sensibility. Right. I don't know, but I love all the cougs.
Maybe, thank you. Maybe we're all great, and it's, being in Pullman just enhances our greatness. I'm saying I'm great.
I'm pro Cougs. I think the Huskies are obnoxious.
Thank you. The Ducks, they're awful.
The Ducks can be obnoxious. And the Beavers are obnoxious. Beavers are nice. Beavers are cool.
The lovable bees.
Beavers are cool.
I have no quarrel with the Beavers, that's for sure.
Who does? Besides the Ducks. And even they're just like, you're cute. It's Washington.
Exactly. Yeah. Stupid Ducks.
Stupid Ducks.
Except for Wilcox. Right. I like Wilcox.
All right. Well, glad we got that out.
We finished that up.
By the way, this smoke is now costing me baseball tonight. They canceled the Mariner game tonight. I'm not happy about it.
It's all about you, John.
Well, based on the smokiness inside my garage, we're getting better. So I say the Mariners and the Giants come down here and play in my garage. You think they came in?
Well, they decided to go to San Francisco where it's clearly better.
Yes.
So. It's smoky there, too. Come on.
I don't know. Well. I don't know what to tell you. They played last night. They don't play tonight. I don't know. All hell's breaking loose here.
Yeah. All right. Well, go Mariners.
Love your buddy. Poor guy. When he doesn't get baseball, he gets depressed.
I know.
What does he do with
himself?
He's
a great baseball fan. I'll give him that.
Oh, Mike's yelling at us now. All of a sudden, we have to go.
There's duck greats to be had.
Duck greats next on The Fan. We're back tomorrow. 3-7.
Red chips of Spain. Red chips of
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.